he got the guards to let him go out to the morgue and get 3 coffins. It seemed to him that there were fewer coffins there than there used to be. However, he brought the coffins in and put them in the bedroom and got to work putting the money into them, counting it by bundles. It was late, and he still hadn't finished the job, so he spread some blankets on one of the coffins and went to sleep. The next day, still working on packing the money, he had never realized before what an enormous lot of money 2 billion credits was. He found he was short 1 coffin. It was going to take 4. Accordingly, he got the guards to let him out, and he went to the morgue to get another coffin. On his last visit, there had been one quite close to the door. Now it was no longer there. Somebody was doing something with these coffins. Only a security chief of Turl's talents and training ever could have gotten to the bottom of it. That he was sure of. First, he questioned guards. Then he questioned a Captain Arf Moifi. And he found these brigantes, these allegedly reliable, trained mercenaries, had been trafficking in coffins with the cadets. The night duty commando had been selling coffins to the cadets for whiskey. Whiskey was some drink made in Scotland. Intoxicating. Oh, Turl got the whole story. Late of an evening, some cadet, different ones, would come to the compound with an open pail of whiskey and trade it for a coffin. The guard would simply open the morgue and hand one over and take the whiskey. It did no good for Captain Arf Moifi to show him that the cadets used the lead to make little cast model spaceships and soldiers. Moifi even had a couple. Turl knew those. They were for a game called Klep. Those cadets were selling game pieces and game boards made out of melted down lead coffins. Company coffins. Turl had demanded to see Snith. He ordered him to put a stop to it. 3 days later, Turl had gotten himself escorted down to the metal supply storeroom to get some needed sheets of material when he noticed that the hangar was nearly empty. There were a few ore carriers and a 6 battle planes, and that was all that was left in those vast hangars. He had promptly gone to the garage, and that, too, was nearly empty. There were just 12 flatbeds and a couple of Basher tanks left in there. The place was being stolen blind. He got hold of Lars and raged at him. Lars said there had been a lot of crashes, and the cadets were simply replacing the lost machines from the hangar. Just as he was about to rip Lars to bits, it suddenly occurred to Turl that company property was no longer his responsibility. So, he let it go.